Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
What factors led to FlySouth Air launching the new route between Cape Town and Windhoek? And then how do you foresee it enhancing regional integration for business and leisure travellers?
We've been really excited about the opportunity to fly to Windhoek and Namibia for a while. Obviously, as one of our neighboring countries, there's a great tie between the South African and the Namibian market. So it's really been something that we've been eyeing for some time, but it's just been a matter of actually getting ourselves ready in terms of particularly the availability of aircraft. We've managed to grow our fleet a bit, and we had an aircraft that was based down in Cape Town that had a little bit of spare capacity. And so when we evaluated the opportunities that were available to us with this new piece of metal, it made sense to actually break into the Namibian market. That was our first route. So we're really excited to be able to bring some of our sort of low-cost service and low-cost experience to the Namibian market.
Yeah, and that has definitely been the talk of the town because everyone is just talking about the low costs that FlySouth Air is offering.
Well, yeah, that's our hope. You know, that's really what we've built the model that we've got around. The idea right from inception was we want to build an airline that offers a service that is on time because we believe that that's sort of one of the basic things that we really contract with people. So we really push our on-time departure that's big for us. We wanted to launch a service that was hassle-free. So we try everything we can to make traveling as easy as we possibly can for consumers. And one that was affordable and accessible to, at the time at inception to South Africans, but now, to Southern Africans at large, which is the opportunity before us.
Yeah. And then how do you anticipate the new service will impact tourism between South Africa and Namibia? And then also what specific strategies are in place to attract, travelers to both countries?
Well, I mean, we really hope that the impact will be good. We've seen a strong impact in other markets that we've accessed where we've been able to bring a low-cost offering on. Obviously, the idea is, you need to sort of test the availability of the market. So when you access the market with a lower fare point, the idea is how big is the market? So how many more customers do you attract by virtue of the fact that you've got a lower price point? And so far, we've seen a really positive result in a number of the markets that we've accessed. So into Zimbabwe, for example, that's been really strong, even into Zambia for a period. And then, of course, into the islands when we come to fly into Mauritius, we've really seen a strong uptake there. So we're hoping to see the same on this route. The nice thing about the links between South Africa and Namibia is that it is quite a well-trodden route. There's quite a strong connection there already. So that does bode well for this idea of lower price should bring more bums into those seats. And hopefully, with that strength and connection, obviously offer an opportunity for more South Africans who maybe wouldn't have considered the opportunity to go to Namibia, to move to Namibia, and equally more Namibians who might not have seen the opportunity to head in this instance down to Cape Town to now have that opportunity. And hopefully that's good for both sides.
Yeah. And then in terms of, business travelers, how will this route or how do you anticipate this route will benefit business travelers? And are there any particular sectors that you expect to see increased collaboration between Cape Town and Windhoek?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, look, business travel is an important part of what we do. And I think it's certainly going to be something that will sustain part of this route. I think as a launch strategy, we've erred on the side slightly in terms of an appeal to leisure travelers. So we've made sure that, with the frequencies we've got, it's something that someone can sort of get away for a weekend. Mm-hmm. Although obviously, that also allows for some trips in terms of during the week for business. So it's something that we'll certainly, I think, hopefully grow a longer presence into over time. Mm-hmm. The idea is that, we've seen that there's still, a requirement for people to be in person, to do deals, to conclude negotiations, and to actually make business happen. And the hope is certainly that we can see that happening between the two areas. Obviously, there's a lot of exciting development happening in both the South African and the Namibian spaces. Energy and resources obviously being key in your environment and in your market at the moment. And hopefully those sorts of opportunities will feed into this connectivity as well and that it'll support those needs.
You were talking about demand. If demand increases, is FlySouth Air considering adding more flights in the future?
Well, yeah, that would absolutely be the intention. I mean, that's what we'd love to see is if we can get a route that's growing and that, that we're filling up those aircraft with relative ease and that it's sustainable, it certainly becomes then appealing as an opportunity to put more aircraft in. And that would certainly be an area for growth. And equally, as much as we've got the Cape Town connection now, Our hope, and there's no specific plans, but our hope would be to obviously extend that then into Johannesburg and into the other connectivity or other areas within South Africa at large, because those markets also need to be served.
And then can you just take us through the current routes that have been introduced?
Oh, sure. So at the moment, obviously specifically into the Namibian, they've got the Cape Town to Windhoek route that we launched. It'll start on the 22nd of October, and you'll see flights on Tuesdays and Saturdays. So that'll continue out throughout the entire schedule. But on our bigger route network, we really connect all major South African cities. So we've got flights between Johannesburg, Cape Town, Durban, East London, Port Elizabeth, George, Bloemfontein. We've obviously got Johannesburg, Lanseria as well. And then we fly up into Harare, we fly to Victoria Falls, we fly to Zanzibar, Mauritius, and of course, as I say, this new one is very exciting into Windhoek. And then another recent addition that we've got is the Kruger Mpumalanga International Airport that we fly to from both Cape Town and Johannesburg now as well, which is a really exciting opportunity for people to be able to link into that bush experience up in Kruger. So that's another one that we're very proud of. It's doing quite nice.
How does a FlySafe Air plan to position this new route to provide consumers with more choice compared to existing flight options?
Well, that's really our stance in the market at the moment. We are a very true low-cost service. So we make no bones about that. Our idea is, our most basic fare can get you onto the aircraft sort of as cheaply as possible. Your catering will be something that you'd buy afterwards. You can sort of soup up your experience by buying things like block seats or priority boarding or all the other trimmings that will obviously come at some expense in order to be able to extend that experience and make it kind of more luxurious or more convenient, as is your wish. But the basic idea is that we want to put down a good, honest service that's just great value, but that is also achievable for more and more people. And so, we're really excited to be able to bring fares onto this route from as little as 1,800 rand, which we're including all the airport taxes.
What unique offerings will the airline bring to travelers?
So we, And this sounds like such a basic thing, but it really is so key to what we do. The on-time service is key to us. So we're still one of the on-time airlines in the world. On-time performance is in the 45th percentile. That means that really the vast majority of the part on. That's really important to us. Just to fulfill the very most basic contract to say, well, look, we're going to get you to where you need to be within the time frames that we offered, because we understand and respect that people make a lot of plans on either side. They might have business meetings, interviews, family events to attend, and you want to make sure that you can make the most of your time. So that'll be there, along with all of the rest of FlySafe. There's, general trimming, so our friendly service, great onboard catering, all of the extra ancillaries that are available in terms of things like priority boarding and pre-selected seating. So all of the normal full gamut of our selection is available to travelers into Namibia as well.
How does a FlySafe plan to leverage this route to promote cultural exchange between Namibia and South Africa? Are there any specific marketing campaigns tied to this?
Yes, absolutely. Obviously, with any new route, one wants to try and do a little bit to make sure that there's awareness around it, to try and get it established appropriately. So there's certainly a lot to be done around that. I had the amazing privilege of actually being up in Windhoek earlier this year, attending a conference and obviously doing some of the groundwork toward the prep for this route. So it was a wonderful opportunity to engage with the Namibian colleagues and to enrich our experiences and understanding of the Namibian market. And I think that's exactly what we do. I think by the very nature of creating these corridors between two countries or two cities, it really does allow for more movement of people and for that specific cultural exchange, which is so important.
Now, does FlySafe Air have any plans for further regional expansion or new routes in Southern Africa to support increased connectivity and growth in regional travel?
So there's nothing on the card specifically right now, but we do have rights still available to us to operate into a couple of new markets. So there's certainly a continuous assessment that happens as and when we get aircraft and fleet that are available for extended routes. We're always looking at what the opportunities are and what the current market looks like and what there might be space to do. So this is one, as I said, that we've had our eye on for a while. I think what would be nicest in terms of regional would be to try and get the different connection live as well. We'd really like to be able to offer that to the Namibian market and really kind of solidify that base in Windhoek to make sure that it's got, that connectivity into the various different spaces in South Africa, those two nodes that are really quite key. And then from there, we've got our eye on a couple of other markets. At this stage, it's obviously somewhat commercially sensitive, but, we're keeping our eye on what those opportunities might be. And it certainly is a space where we would like to continue to grow our business.
Yeah, absolutely. Mr. Gordon, is there perhaps anything else that you would like to add?
Not too much. I mean, I think the invitation is there to any traveler, whether it be for business or on a personal level, come check us out. You'll always find the sort of best priced fares on our website. That's where you'll see the lowest fares that are available. It's a very easy site to use. It's quite easy to transact with credit cards or through various other methods. And we'd really just love that opportunity to be able to show off our service and give everyone the experience that is out there and that we offer by virtue of our flight service. And by the same token, sign up for our email newsletters, which are available on the site. We run lots of different specials. We're well known in the South African market for a lot of the promotions that we run. And it would be really exciting to be able to bring some of those to the Namibian market too. So yeah, effectively come check us out.
Yeah, that was Mr. Kirby Gordon, the Chief Marketing Officer of Fly Safi. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.